a look at our stats before I talk to you guys. All right, let's go.
How big was it to get this shutout for the Vasilevsky
the way
he's been playing recently?
He's been playing really well. Our team's been playing pretty well. So, you know, it's weird. We've gone halfway through the year without one. So, we knew it was bound to come at some point, and it was good. It was just the whole team effort tonight was outstanding and vastly deserved. Made some big saves, big breakaway save. And you need to make those if you're going to pitch a shutout, and that's what he did.
The shutout aside, was this one of your stronger defensive overall performances?
It was a good one. I would say for most of the game it was excellent, and then there was just a couple little spurts where, you know, we gave up some chances, but for the most part we were on it. We were on pucks. We were gapping well. We didn't give a whole lot. We weren't giving up odd man rushes aside from the breakaway.
Vasilevsky said you like seeing lots of shots. As a team, you want to limit those, obviously. So what have you seen from him in the past couple games with the low shots that he's kept his rhythm without seeing that volume?
Well, we've talked to him about it. Franz has talked to him. Just, you know, things you got to do to keep yourself into the game if you're not seeing shot volume. But you know, we had the puck in our end a little bit tonight, and it's just, you know, between TV timeouts and doing different things to keep your focus. But in the end, goalies like wins, and that's what he's getting right now, so I'm sure he's pretty happy.
Sammer just called that the best, most complete game of the year. Would you tend to agree with that sentiment?
I don't know. Players usually have a pretty good feel on things. It was a good one, though. It was especially against the team that one had won. You know, we played one team that won 7 in a row and another one that won 4 in a row, and did pretty well against them. So, you know, to do that and play these teams that are not only are they good teams, but they're hot, you got to be doing something right, and that's what the boys are doing.
Yeah, maroon or black, and I don't.
I don't think either one is serious. So.
Do you anticipate at least precautionary call up in case?
I don't know. I'll go in and talk to Julian.
This team has been on some of these type of winning streaks a few times here in the last couple of seasons. What's the key to try and maintain consistency and not feel too good about what you're doing?
Well, I think when you're having success, you build off that. Like, why are you having success? Why weren't we having success, and why were we? I've told you this before. Prior to this streak, we were playing pretty darn good, and just on the score, it wasn't always going our way. But I think the guys kind of feeling it right now. You get in these roles, everybody's feeling good about themselves, and we're feeling good about the way we're playing, and we're getting it from all four lines, which is great. And you know, especially, you know, we miss a Mac here for a few games, and we haven't skipped a beat, and it's all just the confidence our guys are showing right now.
We've seen Kucherov the last few weeks, and not just the points, but kind of the way he's playing, you know, creating a really good guys.
Yeah, he's in command of his game right now. I really like that he's shooting the puck more. You know, when he was with Pointer and Palat, he was doing well. And now that, you know, he's got Stammer on his line now, they've been able to create and make some plays. But Kuch has been really, really good on both sides of the puck. It just hasn't been on the offensive side. And I think that's why his offensive side is blossoming right now, is because how he has been defensively. And he deserved it. He's been playing great.
About Killorn's play, he's not just scoring goals, but he's scoring goals that are giving you the lead, winning games.
Yeah, another guy that's feeling it, but he's been doing it all year for us. Such a big part of our team because he's on the power play and penalty kill, and he gets big minutes with our team. And so to have that offensive side come out, I know sure makes him feel good, but it's good for our team.
Good. Thank you. Love 8 a.m. here tomorrow.